Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
I'm holding something in my hands. Hint, it's a tool. Once it might have been considered futuristic, but now there's one in every toolbox. It's a hammer. Now that same practicality is available in another tool, one you might think is futuristic, but isn't. Genetic testing for commercial cattle. Use it to help make smarter decisions about selection, breeding, and marketing. Genetic testing is just a tool. Use it to build a better herd. Get started with Zoetis at beefgenetics.com.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Well, the 2022 Census of Agricultural Data has been released, and our associate farm editor Reagan Kalk had the chance to visit with USDA's Troy Marshall about the results and how that data compares to the 2017 Census of Ag. Marshall said one of the biggest highlights was the 10.4% decrease in farm numbers compared to 2017.
Well, definitely one of the biggest highlights that we saw that greatly affected all across the country, but especially here in Oklahoma, we did see a decline in our farm numbers. So we saw about just over a 10% decrease in the number of farms that we had when we compared 2022 to 2017. So we're at roughly around 70,378 farms now compared to the 78,000, just over 78,000 in 2017. So there was that decrease. So I think, you know, again, emphasizing every farm is important, not only here in Oklahoma, but across the country. So I think that was one of the big highlights that we saw out of that. We did see a little bit of a decline in the actual land that's farmed, but that land in, or number of farms that we've had is the one that really impacted.
The census did see an increase in the average age of ag producers.
We still saw that increase in the age of producers that we have. When we looked at it this time in 2022, the age of producers here in Oklahoma was 57.7. That is 57.7, I believe. That is up from what it was in 2017. So that was another thing that I won't say that didn't expect, but you know, it's something that we always tend to talk about is that age of producer.
To hear the complete conversation between Reagan Kalk and Troy Marshall, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, at the USDA's 2024 Annual Outlook Forum, the USDA did release projections for the 24-25 crop years. These projections are different from the monthly WASDE estimates. The WASDE reports are the result of surveys. The projections for the Outlook Forum are generated with computer models. After the projections were released, commodity futures prices for wheat, corn, and soybean 2024 prices all closed lower. The July 24 hard red winter wheat contract price was down 12.5 cents. All U.S. wheat planted acres are projected to be 47 million acres compared to 49.6 for 2023, and then the average trade estimate of 47.5. Wheat production was projected to be 1.9 billion bushels compared to 1.812 billion bushels in 23, and an average trade estimate of 1.886. Wheat ending stocks were projected to increase from 658 million bushels to 769, and then the average trade estimate was 717. USDA wheat projections were all above trade expectations.
You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions. If you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.